I don't know what any of that was. Okay. You guys could leave at any time as I have to restart this because I have these two friends that are like loose and everything, and they became the most tight individuals as I just did 20 minutes of podcasting. I'm calling you out on it right now as I restart this podcast. You guys, stop being tight. Start being gay. Your guys' natural gay selves. You guys just want to kiss each other on the lips. That's all you want to do. Bring that out. Let that show on the camera. Don't be all scared and nervous. Ernie's more nervous than I've ever seen him. It's crazy. It's crazy behavior.
What are we going? I'm not doing that. Not for.
I'm not doing it on camera.
I feel like these two must have really had sex or something. Their energy has changed since the last time I've been around them, dude. I feel like they took it too far, and I decided to surprise Ernie by bringing Brian in, and I think Brian didn't tell me that maybe they like went too far and kissed, or like I don't know what happened.
That's what I was trying to tell you, dude. I told you I've been around him for too long.
Ernie's got this energy of Ernie did say when he came in, he said, I've been around this dude the last 2 days. What the fuck?
I was like, bro, I'm sick.
Please. He picked up my energy.
Holy fuck, dude. What is, you guys not feel, do you think I'm just saying this? Like, do you not feel like how weird you guys are with each other right now? Like, I'm trying to set you guys up and everything. You're both just like,
no. No, this is so confusing. I don't know what you're doing.
He's gaslighting.
I'm not gaslighting, dude. For the last 20 minutes, they gave me the equivalent of middle school dance energy, dude. One side boys, one side girls, dude. It was crazy.
Fucking and I'm just baby bash cyclone comes on.
I'm just a chaperone in the corner getting wasted, dude. Fucking like, oh, I'll fucking be here. Everyone's looking at me like, whose dad is that? Fuck is that? I'm doing math in my head like, oh, well, when they're 18, I'm going to be 42.
What's your go-to dance move, dude?
My go-to dance move?
Yeah.
It's, if I'm not, you're talking about past a head bob, right? Like past, like just.
Yeah, past jamming. The fucking, yeah.
If I'm getting down, dude, I'm probably going to hit just like a classic little Wu-Tang, dude. It's just a little, I'm out of frame right here, but I can't really do it. I'd have to reposition my whole camera, but it's a little simple to me, dude. You do something and then you rotate sides and it's okay. It's not the traditional Wu-Tang. If you guys Google it, it's my variation on it. You know, I came up with it myself, bro. Why? What's yours, man? I bet you get out there and hit the jokey dances on them, dude. You're hitting them with the fucking sprinkler, dude. And then the fucking dance. Someone left the sprinkler on for too long, so you hit them with the fucking gall. You're going down, hitting them with that one, dude. Fucking. And then, goddamn, they had to clean out the flood with some sand, so you walk like an Egyptian after that, dude. You're fucking just. Am I close?
No. I don't really know. I feel like Brian would be doing how like, to dance, to be honest.
You're the one that brought the subject up, dude.
I was just asking because I know Ernie's is a salsa, but
he's got the. Was that true or is that a racist joke?
Depends how you interpret it.
Well, I'm asking you if you know for a fact his favorite dance is the salsa.
I would assume.
I'm just gonna say right off the bat, Ernie doesn't have the sexual level to pull
Ernie
off
just does the shmoney dance, dude. That's his go-to.
The what?
The shmoney dance.
The fuck is that?
From the hit song Hot N-Word, Bobby Shmurda.
Nah, yeah. I can't do anything. Any type of dances that comes from the African American community, I cannot do.
And when I said you don't have the sexualness in you, I was gonna. It's in you, like.
Oh, I have it in me. I have the dance gene in me. My family. I come from a family of dancers.
I bet you if we get you some tequila, dude, I could get you grinded on your mamacita, dude.
You don't need much. You don't need much.
Oh, dude, just a little bit. A little bit of mezcal. Little Jose Cuervo if he's hanging out with Brian for the night, dude. Fucking getting gay with each other, dude.
That's crazy.
It was crazy the energy they gave me. Normally, these guys' chemistry is gangbusters good, dude. They came in here like, I don't know this guy. He makes me uncomfortable. Like, you would have thought I'd fucking plucked two strangers off the street and said, hey, come sit and talk with me for an hour. It was fucking madness, dude. It's goddamn madness. The best shit we got out of it was finding out that Brian owns a ton of joke t-shirts and bought them specifically to impress dudes at the gym, which is awesome. It's probably my favorite thing in the world. That's all you guys missed of value from the 20 minutes we did is finding out that Brian has upwards of, what was it, 10, 11 joke t-shirts?
Yeah, like 10, something like that.
Run through the classes again. It was MILF Hunter, The federal booby. You got federal booby inspector? You got to get that one. That's a classic.
Dude. Free hug. What else? I love gaslighting, risen with the tism. I'm autistic and ready to fuck.
I'm autistic and ready to fuck. How much you pay for that one, dude? How much does one charge for an autistic and ready
to fuck? I don't know. Fucking like $7.99. I don't fucking
know. Like $8.99, dude. They gotta be, bro. It's crazy. It's dead after two washes. It's fucking gone.
Yeah, the funnest stuff is falling off.
What does it turn into? I'm trying to wait. What was the words on it?
What do you mean?
What did it say on it? Fucking
I'm autistic and ready to fuck.
Yeah, fucking I'm trying to turn that into funny, something funny in my head that if it got washed away.
You're going to get fucking hit by like a mom that has like an autistic son one day.
Yeah.
She's going to hit you with the my son has autism. I can't believe then, you wore that.
But listen,
as soon as she does that, she doesn't know that he already has MILF Hunter right underneath of it. Rips that t-shirt off like Hulk Hogan. And says, "What's up, bitch? You ready to get hunted? You down?" And like, dude, fucking Brian, that's a good move. You should always have the MILF Hunter. You need to have a joke shirt rebuttal underneath of every joke shirt in case someone gets offended. You need to have something ready.
Pulls out the other one.
And I'd go one step further. Maybe start incorporating other joke articles of clothing, you know, joke hats, joke socks, you know, different things.
Oh, I have a joke hat, actually.
What's your joke hat? What, one of them the beer ones that you put the cans in the top?
You know, Bass Pro Shop?
Yeah.
It says, "That's my ass, bro. Stop."
Oh man, and we came to the every shirt, every one that he has is sexual, dude. It's all like, yes. I'm autistic and have a huge boner. Fucking,
there's a pattern.
Let me stick my Down syndrome cock down your throat. It was wild, dude. Just look, I could dream those shirts up right now. We should just start selling them $8.99 a piece, dude.
Let's think of shirt ideas.
Oh, it's nothing, dude. Fucking dude, we can make better ones. I mean, we should bring back some of the classics, like the tuxedo. You know, that's the tuxedo t-shirt. That's a classic, along with federal booby inspector. Straight classic, dude. That's fucking. You got it, and you get a badge too. You buy the federal booby inspector one, comes with a little badge in case they challenge. They're like, "You're not a real inspector." It's like, okay, second form of identity, bitch. You throw it at them real quick, dude, and they don't have it to say, dude. Just a dumb bitch getting tricked, dude. How you feel about dumb bitches, bitch. Brian?
Love them.
Love them?
Love them.
Absolutely.
I'm addicted.
Adore them. Love the dumb bitches.
I love them.
Ernie likes his bitches all smart and shit. He likes architects and shit like that.
Yes, crazy. Only smart bitches for me.
Yeah, dude. Ernie likes to have deep intellectual conversations.
Did Ernie tell you he had me build a wall?
No.
No.
No? Is this going somewhere or is this just a joke?
How the turntables have turned.
I think it's a Trump building the wall joke, Mexican.
No,
joke.
I got it, but like, if there like, was there anything beyond it, like any truth to it? Like, did he really do some construction for you?
Yes, yeah, it's true. We built a wall. We're building the studio. We're gonna debut it probably next week. You guys are gonna see me in a different little background.
The studio. You're building a studio.
Yeah.
Like,
it's
your
more
house?
Of a bedroom for me.
No, dude, but just in the basement, just the fucking room.
You putting up drywall and stuff?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Brad said it's his bedroom, though.
Yeah, I was like, I'm building a bedroom in his
basement.
Yeah,
Ernie's face was genuinely scared right there when we just brought this up. I could tell he got genuinely anxiety right there, dude. That was crazy. I just watched your stomach sink, dude. That was fucked up. Yes. Are you okay?
Yes. No, I'm not okay, dude. I was a mistake. I was going to do it. I was going to do it alone. And then he invites himself over. It's like, I'm building the wall with you. I'm helping you. I'm like, I'm not gonna be mean. I'm like, all right, fuck it.
I'm not
whatever.
Gonna be mean.
And what? Yeah, this is now mean but that he has sweat equity in the room and he gets a piece of it. Is that what this
yes,
is?
Yes. I know how his brain works. That's how he is. He's gonna bring it up as a bargaining chip in the future.
Oh, you well, remember I hope when you I helped it. You with it? Yeah, you gotta. So you gotta let me sleep over.
Like, oh fuck my you, God, dog,
dude.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's good shit though. I like it. You know, fucking.
It would have been better if we had the level though. Off the rip. Dude, we built this whole fucking thing.
You guys freehand
it. It was freehanded, yeah.
We did this whole thing. Thank God it didn't turn out. Thank God it didn't turn out too bad. But
does your landlord know?
Well, it's not. It's a temporary wall. It's not like it's a couple screws that we could fucking take out. But we built this whole fucking.
Well, I'm sorry. I just need to know why, though. What is the purpose of this, though?
He's building a studio, so it's down.
I need a separate room because it's going to get crowded in here during the summer, and I could.
Wait! It's going to get crowded in here during the summer. What the fuck does that mean?
Crowded at my house.
You have refugees coming?
Yes, I've got refugees. I've got people from the street that I pick up.
Well, you don't got to go into specifics, but how many?
Enough that I am at, dude. It happened last summer.
Enough is a crazy way to start that sentence, dude. Holy fuck. What do you mean? Fucking enough. Yeah,
he asked me if I can help him build bunk beds, too. And I'm like, I mean, I guess.
What the fuck is happening over at your house, Ernie?
It's turning into a wood shop last summer.
I was in the shed last summer. You guys remember the episodes I was in the shed, bro. I was displaced.
That's crazy.
I need a shed.
So now you decide to set up a temporary bunker to get in there.
Yes.
We had the idea. What we had the idea like last year to do it, or in that.
Was gonna put himself onto your idea and shit, dude. He's like, actually, you know, no. I was on top of this a year ago.
No, you remember in that back room before a bunch of shit got in there.
Face, he's like, this man's lying his ass off.
Bro. Fuck, no, dude, that's completely separate, bro.
In the back
room, you don't remember we signed that piece of paper that said that's my room too, dude. You don't remember this, bro? What the fuck? I signed it in blood.
Oh, I already wrote a note on one of the studs, so you see it.
Fuck you. Jesus. You probably did. I didn't see it. Fuck that. Fuck this guy.
Christ, dude. You're
no, but we built this whole fucking thing, and then we go upstairs, and he's like, oh, here's the level, by the way.
I find the level. Dude, I was looking for it for 2 days. For the two days.
Were you guys drunk when you built it? It's just
no. I wish. No, it didn't come out too bad, to be honest.
Well, that's not too.
It just took way longer than it should have.
Until well, the one really funny wall did, but it's
really funny of just Ernie sitting there and drywall falls on top of him. Just Ernie's head coming through drywall.
Yo, if we're doing an episode and that happens, you know whose fault it was, dude.
So we're gonna hear it happening too. He's gonna be like, huh? What the fuck? Ah! Just fucking freak out, dude. It's the best. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that you got displaced, though, dude. That's it's no good, dude. I'm very sorry to hear that, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, let's get into some of these planned segments, boys. Later, guys, the show's gonna get a little dark, and you might have to see the full part. You guys might have to go over to another website, dude. We're gonna see what can host it, but we're gonna do a little X-rated for the end. You know, I'm gonna save it for the end. Right, is that smart? We save it for the end? I think we said
it
at the end. But before that, dude, let's get into American Nightmare. You guys both haven't seen it? It's a three-parter on Netflix?
No.
No, okay.
No, sir.
All right, well, it starts out that this dude and his chick are sleeping, right? And they get woken up. She's gone. Okay, it starts out with a guy calling and being like, my girlfriend got kidnapped, you know? And 9 times out of 10 when that happens, it's the boyfriend, you know? And it's the next morning he called, and his story's crazy. He said, the guy woke us up with a fucking strobe light, made her tie me up, fucking walked her out the room, and had him sit in his living room. The guy put up a webcam in the corner and was like, if I see you move, I'm going to kill her. He's like, if I see you move in the next however many hours, I'm going to go, you wait till I call you, and if you move, I'll kill her. Okay? Eventually, dude just calls because he doesn't hear from the guy. You know, he ends up calling the cops anyways. He's prime suspect number one, as he should be, you know, because that's a wacky story to be like, she got wet work kidnapped. It's like a Navy SEAL project, it sounds like, you know, like she got stolen out the place. Oh, he drugged them and put headphones on their head. Okay, that's what he said to you. He was like, he put these headphones on her head that played this recording that was like, relax, I'm taking your blood pressure and all this shit with like this cool, calm music. The whole thing was crazy. He put spray painted goggles, like swim goggles on their eyes so they're blind, like all this shit, right? Well, everyone's looking for this girl, dude. They think he killed her. So they're doing like body search. They have cadaver dogs out in every wooded area around. They're looking for her, you know? Mm-hmm. 2 days later, she just comes walking home 400 miles away at her parents' house. She lived 400 miles away in California at her house with her boyfriend and and also this is a new boyfriend. Parents have only met him one time. Like, you know, so they're all like, dude, he could have did it. She just comes walking home one day. Just comes walking in like fucking. So what's your thoughts immediately when this bitch comes walking home, dude?
She's crazy.
They immediately threw her under the bus and said that the whole thing was a hoax. The press goes and the police go and they said she wasted resources and blah, 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 and tanked them, where it became a huge story. She's getting death threats from everyone across the world, dude. because a year before that, a movie called Gone Girl came out where it's the exact same plot, essentially.
I was just going to say, I didn't want to interrupt. This sounds like Gone Girl, the movie.
That's okay. So that's literally what everyone's saying that it is Gone Girl. You know, it's Gone Girl syndrome. If you type in the Gone Girl case, it will come up, Ernie. Like, this is her. Yeah. Like, fucking. So, dude, she comes back and she's not willing to cooperate with the cops either. So that's why they're like calling her a hoax artist, because she's not willing to talk to the police.
Uh-huh.
Fast forward, dude. She starts talking to the cops. Okay. So this is what really happened, all right? Some dude got her. She's really kidnapped. It all really happened. This all the dude was not lying. She really got kidnapped exactly like that. And not only that, he's done it to multiple other people. The cops just didn't believe them, so they didn't look into similarities in the cases. He's gotten away with doing this a ton of times with the same MOs, the swim goggles, all the different things that he did, you know? Fucking, dude, how terrifying is this? He has her, and he's telling her that it's for ransom. And that's the other thing. The cops don't believe it because he only asked for $15,000 ransom, which is insanely low amount of money, you know? 15 grand for a kidnapping, it's like, that's crazy. It doesn't happen. Normally when someone kidnaps someone, it's 100 grand minimum. So fucking, nothing's adding up for these cops, dude. So they're burying them in the press every day, dude, like really fucking these people over. Eventually she comes forward and she's like, because at first she said, I wasn't raped. She says that. And then she goes, yeah, I was raped. Because that was the one thing he told her. He said, you can't tell them, because he told her all this shit he shouldn't have told her. He told her he was an old army veteran, or that he was a military vet and that he had insomnia, all this characteristics, you know, that he shouldn't have said. He said, you can't tell them any of that stuff, and you can't tell them that we had sex. Because the way he tricked her into it is he said, I have no collateral to let you go. Because he said, if I let you go, you could just go to the cops. So you need to have sex with me on film, and you need to look like you enjoy it, so it looks like you're cheating on your husband.
What the fuck?
Does it twice to her. It's just horrible. I had to fast forward through the whole thing. This poor girl is shattered, you know, like she's fucking shattered. This guy does. He's saying the whole time, he's like, I'm part of this network of kidnappers, you know, all this shit, dude, everything like that. He's just some dude. He's some old military vet that a Harvard grad lawyer, dude, was a Harvard graduate, normal ass dude, fucking staying in his mother's vacation home, because that's how they ended up finding him, because they've traced it back to his mother, the phone. He left his phone just on the guy, because, I left out the biggest part. He gets mad because they're calling her a hoaxer. You know, because he gets mad and starts sending letters to the cops and the news being like, it's not a hoax. I really kidnapped her. You guys need to believe her and stop messing with her. Which, of course, they're like, she's sending us these. You know, why would a kidnapper do this? He said, if you guys don't believe her, someone else is going to get taken. I'm going to do the same thing if you guys don't, repent and say that she actually is. Is this not crazy? Is this not the craziest shit you've ever heard in your life, dude? I'm trying to tell you guys. Fucking dude. Goes and does it. He goes and fucking tries to kidnap an Asian girl out of her fucking house. A 23-year-old Asian girl. Dad's there, though. Dad fights him off. Fucking turns into a thing. Girl's fine. They get, like, you know, but they end up, he left his phone on the fucking kitchen counter. They trace the phone to his mom. They ask his mom, like, where is he at? She's like, oh, he's staying at my vacation house in, like, wherever. It's, like, Lake Tahoe or whatever, like, a few hundred miles away.
Mm.
They go there. And this is a different police department, though. They're not looking for this girl. Like, this is now, they're strictly on the Asian case, you know? Eventually, they find the goggles with the blonde hair and connect it to the girl who they're saying is a liar. Fucking, they end up finding the blonde hair. So this guy, bro, is the world's nicest rapist. They end up finding all these girls after this that he got away with doing it to. Two of them that came forward said, please don't rape me. And he said, okay, and just didn't. Just didn't. And the one of them, he sat down and said, I'm sorry. He said, I know this is really going to mess you up psychologically. He was like, you're going to want to get into therapy. He was like, and to make sure this doesn't happen, you're going to want to buy a dog, like a decent sized dog, so no one tries to break into your house and do this to you. And coached her through how to not get raped. After he tied her up and said, sorry, I have to rape you now. And she said, please don't. He said, okay, I won't. And stopped. And like, that's, it's the similar story to her in the house. Like every time she would start crying, he would like console her and be like, it's okay. It's okay. Like this guy's insane, dude. I just thought it was the craziest fucking thing in the world. I don't know how to fucking, like, his behavior was so goddamn insane that they didn't think he was real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the only thing that kept him going for so long, is that no one believed he existed because it was such an insane story. Like, before this, he was known as the something creeper, some of his town, because he was just going around creeping in windows and shit. Like, fucking, they're lucky they got him, because as it escalates, he was gonna kill. You know, like, he was just going through the motions. Like, he was going to kill eventually. There's no way he keeps going down that path and doesn't start murdering and probably dismembering. You know, I've been watching a lot of FBI type shit, dude. The X-Files.
Sounds like it.
So I hope that got something for you guys out there. This crazy thing I watched where I went into it, not much like this show, went into it not expecting it to be primarily about rape, you know, much like Space Blood itself. Did not think it was going to be centered solely around rape, but it was, dude, and it was brutal, dude. I had to fucking navigate my way through the fucking thing of this guy being the world's nicest predator. Like, it's just crazy. Like, they would find these girls, and he's like, the one girl was like, I've already been raped. Please, please don't do it. He was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I won't. And just stopped. Like, untied her and was like, I think he, like, made her a sandwich, the one girl, dude. Like, made her food in her house. Like, it's fucking madness. Like, how do you make a being like that is what I'm trying to get at. You know, like, who are, like, is it that, like, it's, we think in terms of, like, good and evil, you know? Clearly, this guy's walking the line of being, like, he doesn't want to be evil. You know, is he just so horny that he has to rape? Like, what is going on? Like,
that's the, you ever seen the grid of, like, true evil, neutral evil, no, true good? Neutral good. He's like neutral chaotic.
Oh, I have whatever. Seen it. The chaotic. Yeah, I have seen it. Yeah, bring it up though. It is a good thing. Yeah, dude. Sorry, I talked for a lot there, guys. You guys could have interjected at any point, but I was trying to fucking get this story out as I followed it. I was watching this shit like, what is happening, dude? Like, fucking, because the whole time they make it seem like it is like a criminal. Oh, he had to make it seem like he had more people with him. He had blow up dolls, dude. He had blow up dolls that he would bring into these places with him and be like, fucking. Like, the dude was a full blown. Psychopath, dude, and he was
chaotic neutral for sure. Let me bring it up.
Chaotic neutral. Where? All right, let's place ourselves on this list, dude. Let's do that. Let's make it fun.
Let me make it big.
Yeah, I'm gonna make it big on my screen.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with Brian first. We'll go from bottom to top, dude. All right. Well, do we have to listen to it?
Are we
explained? Because I don't want to listen to it.
Oh no. I mean, I think we can make our own here, right? Okay.
I guess, yeah. So,
like, if that rapist is chaotic neutral, I would put Brian at, like, I would put him at, like, lawful evil.
Wait, what?
Dude? What?
Like, lawful good, baby.
No, what the fuck? I feel like you like to do the wrong things, and you will do the wrong things, but you'll make it seem like you're following a, I guess if that's what it is, like you're following a good path. I don't know if that's if would you guys classify that as that? Would you, Willis?
I don't know what they call. I don't know. I was gonna put him. I was gonna put him neutral good, man. I think Brian's a normal ass dude, right? Like, I don't think Brian's like trying to hurt people. He tries to deceive at times, but you know, like, once you know how to see through that deception, he's an okay guy.
Like, deception falls under lawful evil because it's like, oh yeah, like, I'm not hurting anybody, but like, I'm still trying to like get my own way in these things.
Oh, okay. I see what you're getting, Brian. You might be lawful evil, dude.
Or chaotic good.
Yeah, what's the difference between lawful evil and chaotic good? It seems like those two would kind of almost level each other out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, chaotic good might just be you like doing good stuff, or like you'll avoid doing bad stuff.
Google it. Just Google what chaotic good means, and then we'll be able to derive what the chaotic for the rest of them mean. Because I don't know what they mean by chaotic. Like, is like you gotta throw your shit at people, but like make sure you don't hit babies. Is that chaotic good? Like, I don't know. Like, what is?
Oh, I think you're chaotic good, bro. This is you. Chaotic good represents a willingness to challenge authority and break rules to achieve positive change.
I am just a
AKA Robin Hood.
I am just a fucking rebel Robin Hood character, ain't I, dude?
Rebels with a conscience and a cause.
God, I'm James Dean, dude. I'm so fucking cool. He was in a movie called Rebel Without a Cause. Or was it? You said I have a cause, so I'm not James Dean. Yeah. Never mind, guys. I'm not James Dean.
Isn't James Dean that, like, breakfast sandwich?
No, that's a Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy Dean, okay.
Which Jimmy is shorthand for James, though. That is a short form of it, so... I'm going to give you it, dude. Yeah, I'm going to give you that, Brian. Let's go, dude. Let's fucking go. Now we're cooking, boys. Now we're fucking cooking with gas is what I'm trying to say, dude. Fucking, I'm not going to lie to you guys. I got to fucking piss, though. Do you want me to pause it for a minute, or do you
think
you
can hold it? Yeah, I got to make a drink.
Okay. Or pause. You guys won't even notice. And we're back, dude. No one even noticed. All right, Ernie, fucking, did we come up with anything on that chaotic definition?
Chaotic good? Or yeah, that was
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we read it out. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty much
Robin Hood. We could do Brian's, which was lawful evil. It covers anyone or anything that follows a strict code, hierarchy, or system for personal gain at any cost.
Brian doesn't adhere to a personal system.
All right, look, they are calculating, organized, and tyrannical. Well, actually, maybe not that one.
I wouldn't classify Brian as any of those, I don't think. You could think you're, like, overly organized and tyrannical. Brian's like, I'm not a dinosaur. I'm not a tyrant. Tyrannical? Sorry, that's funny.
Okay. That was good.
Wait, are you dirtily steering your drink with your finger, dude? That nasty finger you put in fucking Ernie's bum, dude? That's so gross. So nasty, dude. Ew. Stirring with your fingers. Gross.
Someone's got to stir it.
Yeah, dude.
Do the roar.
When I come over to meet you guys, or you guys come here, I'm going to stir one of your drinks with my penis and not tell
Damn,
you.
Damn, that'd be a nice cocktail, brother.
Nice, Brian. Nice. Yeah.
Hey. Got him.
Brian was sitting there the whole time I was talking, like, please say something about your dick. Please say something about your dick. I got some locked and loaded for that.
You and your pink dick.
No, my dick is exceptionally tanned. Your dick is pink, sir. Fucking your. I've never seen it, but I know your dick is pink. Yeah, I'm gonna say my last name, but me and my cousin, our dicks are exceptionally tan, dude. It's a real thing. I saw his dick because he passed out one time. My cousin has this thing where he one time got a concussion, and then he said it's done now, but he would just faint all the time. Like, this motherfucker would just drop, and he did it one time while he was pissing in my fucking old place, dude, and he head through a trash can, metal trash can, dude. His head went right through this fucking, like, you know, like one of those like metal ones, like, you know, like the fucking cheap metal trash cans, yeah. You know, but solid, not like a fucking see-through one, like solid, dude. Like, he fucking his head through this fucking thing, but he's pissing all over himself when I came in, dude. Pissing. He can tell the story next time he's on air. He can confirm this. He's pissing all over himself. I'm like, damn, that man's dick is tan as hell. But I was like, that looks like my dick. But fucking, I pull up his pants and shit, and I got water on my hand and just started slapping him, right? Just try to wake him up, dude. I'm just hammering him. The last one, I'm coming down. He opens his eyes, but I can't stop, dude. I'm already too hard. I fucking cracked him. He said, Bill. He fucking woke up. He went. I said, what was happening to you, dude? He was like, I was just dreaming that you kept trying to hand me a tuna sandwich. That's what he said when he was out.
What the fuck?
Was dreaming that I was sitting there being like, Bill, take this tuna sandwich. Please take it. Fuck it. But yeah, that's forget how we got there. How did I get there? I hit.
Talk something about cocktails and slapping your dick in his drink.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to slap my dick on your guys' faces, dude. We're going to get real gay together. But I don't think Brian's lawful evil, dude. I don't think Brian. What's the neutral stuff?
Maybe not lawful evil.
All I think I stuck. I said at the beginning, Brian's neutral good is what I'm thinking. I think is what he probably is.
I don't think
or
so.
Or true neutral, maybe? Maybe Brian's true neutral?
Neutral. Oh, that's
I
not.
I feel like fun. That's calling him a basic bitch, though, dude. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. No one wants to be neutral good. Neutral good fits anyone or anything acting with the best intentions for everyone involved. That's not true.
Brian's not in there. Okay, so
chaotic neutral.
Okay, Brian's even leaning towards. He's in the chaotic. He said, "What? Look out for others. What the fuck is that shit?"
Oh, here we go. Yeah, chaotic neutral individualist who follows their own heart and generally shirks rules and traditions. Although chaotic neutral promote the ideals of freedom, it is their own freedom that comes first. Good and evil come second to their need to be free.
Let's go. Brian's chaotic neutral, I gotta say. I'm chaotic good. I'm gonna say, Brian, Ernie, what are you? I think Ernie might be neutral good. Is that what you are, Ernie? Neutral good?
I don't know.
Lawful good.
I was Ernie, gonna say lawful neutral.
Lawful good's a good boy. Ernie's a good boy, dude. I think he might be lawful good.
Maybe. I would. Here, let's
Until
do lawful
you see
good.
His dark side.
Wait, we talked about our penises for a second, Ernie. What about yours? Is it
brown?
You got a brown-ass dick?
Mine's brown, yeah. Mine's like a light brown.
Oh, what if your sister's listening, dude? We don't want your sister to hear you talking about your pee-pee, dude. I just realized that.
Mine's
or
like
your little
color.
Brother?
Mine's like the color of my weenus. No, that's... Dude.
Damn, go. Dude. Damn, dude. I like it. Yeah, no, I like it. It's a dark brown. Something I like it.
That. Not here, more like over here, yeah.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's good shit, dude. I like it. Okay, no. Yeah, no.
I like the color of your dick, dude.
Yeah, I like it's respectable color of a penis, dude. So yeah, lawful good for Ernie, chaotic good for me, and chaotic neutral for Brian. None of us are evil, like at least, right? So far.
So far. Maybe I am. I was gonna put myself at chaotic neutral. No, neutral evil, actually. Sorry, neutral evil.
Neutral evil, Ernie? You struggled to come up with one bad thing you've ever done in your life, and when you came up with it, it was something your friends did that was bad. Like, it wasn't even you.
Watch.
Ernie's like, I stole a balloon.
It was literally, I watched my friends steal shit, dude. Is really what it was.
Balloon day.
SpongeBob references. They're in the house, boys.
They're in the house.
That's where
Brian's he fucking down, incriminated dude. Himself last podcast. Dude. I fucking texted him like, you're a fucking idiot.
It was Brian that took the bikes. Fucking Brian was the kid.
Brian's like, what the fuck, bro?
Did you like my detective thing on there, Brian? How I knew it was one of his friends and shit? You're like, damn, dude, he's a crackpot, dude. This kid, man.
This shit's so funny.
Fuck, this kid, bro. Why is he just a loser podcaster? What the fuck? He could be doing so much more. Fuck it. That's what Ernie tells me that every week.
He could be a detective, actually.
Ernie tells me every week that I should go try to find the real life X-Men. And I'm like, Ernie, they don't exist. He's like, dude, you don't know that for sure. I'm like, okay.
They would find you.
They'd find you, dude. The school of talented youngsters would find me, dude. I think that's what it is. School of gifted and talented youngsters.
Yeah, but you got to put yourself out there.
I don't think I'm a youngster anymore, dude. I'd have to lie. I'd be like, my mutation makes me appear to be 32. You know, that'd be it. I'm actually a 16-year-old boy. Fucking So let's move into our final segment, boys. Ernie, this is where the editing is going to become a thing for you, because I don't think there are even the noises are going to be allowed on Spotify. Oh, Spotify, YouTube, no. But Spotify, yes. This one might miss YouTube altogether. I've been neglecting YouTube anyways because every episode's been pretty raunchy and they would just hurt us on there. But regardless, bring up some fucking porn, dude. Bring up Pornhub. Bring up the homepage of Pornhub for me, dude.
Whoa, dude. Damn. Wasn't ready yet.
Brian's not ready.
Second.
Brian's got.
What are you doing?
You think that's the only prop he brought to the show, dude? No, he's got plenty of props, dude. He's asking me about wigs pre-show. He's like, "What about wigs? My mom got wigs." All right, let me bring it big. What's the most popular one? We want to go to one with a lot of comments, dude. This is a bit that I promised to do a long time ago and forgot, and found it in my notes deep buried, dude, and find it to be a great bit. We're gonna read some porn comments and try to figure out and get into these dudes' brains, because I find commenters, think about if you're listening, how many comments you've ever left on something. It's not a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So a commenter within itself is a very rare and unique creature, you know? So when you tie that into the world of porn, you're bound to come up with some strange individuals, dude. It's just a recipe for crazy, dude. It's a cocktail of insanity. So let's just see what we can come up with here.
Go to anal, Ernie.
Does that not check out?
Brian wanted Willis to stop talking the whole time and just get on with the fucking...
Yeah, hurry up. Go to anal, dude.
Yeah, sorry, dude. I'll stop talking already. Do your thing, dude.
No, I'm just saying. You should have seen his face. He's like, let's just get on with the porn.
Setting up the scientific control. We're not just dudes watching porn. We're doing a scientific study here, boys. Okay. Whoa, what's that ad over there?
Yeah, that's what I was saying, bro. I was like, wait, I need that shit.
Scroll up a little bit, or let me see what that ad's all about.
Oh, shit.
Fuck. That does not look like it.
I don't think that's to make you bigger. I think that's a. Is that washing? Is that washing his penis?
Is that a washer or a blender?
A blend? Is that a dick blender? Is that what that is? Dick blender?
Like, it's getting deep cleaned. I don't know, dude. That's pretty sweet. I kind of like it.
Shit, dude.
But I don't know, dude. If a chick pulled that out in the bedroom, I'd be like, what? Like, that's like a one-time thing. Like, and you get like something like that, you got to act like you didn't enjoy it that much, or else every time she's gonna be like, let me do it, you know? Like, and then you got to fuck
the
it looks like a fancy woman's water bottle, you know, doesn't it? It looks like one of those like nice water bottles, like
the ones that make little smoothies.
You guys should be watching this on Pornhub. We're gonna put this on Pornhub, I think, unless Patreon lets it. I'll make
actually
the Patreon
Ernie free. Go down and go to Arab,
because I want you guys to be able to see the porn. Arab. Okay, I'll let Brian steer for a second. We were gonna go popular for comments, but I suppose comments can come from anywhere. Oh, by Arab, they meant actually like all in Arabic language. Okay.
This I think crazy. Like made in Arabia.
All right. Click on fucking any of them. Just click on one.
All right. Persian girl.
What would you?
All right. Go to the comments, dude. Mute that and let it play so in case we need to check out the video for authenticity.
Oh, no. They're all Arabic.
What the hell are we thinking? It's just all. God damn, can you translate them? Because that's the horniest shit right there, dude. Holy, you can translate that.
I'll try to translate the first one. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's a chick. Don't do that one. That's a female trying to promote her porn site, I could tell.
Okay. How about Sporton? He's got
fire that right
emojis.
There. 97, dude. Yeah, that dude's horrible. What do you all right? Let's guess what do you think he's saying first?
I like the way fucking I don't know.
I'm gonna say
I love the way your pussy is dripping.
What are the emojis? Are those nervous face? I can't tell. No,
it's a drooling face. That's why I think he's like, I love the way it's dripping.
I love the way
we have some.
But they're such romantic dudes that he still threw a rose in there at the end. You see it?
I like the way you show bobs.
Yeah, dude. He just wants her to show bobs so fucking bad, dude.
Bobs. I got the translation.
Show bobs.
Hold on. All right. Let me guess real quick, though, because I think I might have this one, okay?
It's kind of simple.
What the fuck I are just you talking about simple?
I want to come all over your boobs.
No.
Oh, damn it. All right. Come on. What was it?
It says, it was great, especially the last sequence. Of course, you have a full movie of that, but please make it like this.
That was simple? That was the regular thing? I liked your sequence? What is your brain like? Ernie is just an Indian dude. He was like, oh, yeah, this is everyday shit that you leave on porn videos. Normal guy. All right, get us English, dude. The whole bit's falling apart because Brian, I let Brian take control for one side. One decision Brian made threw the whole bit into the fire, dude. One fucking decision this kid made. Hold on. All right, I'm going to pick the video. Go down. Okay. No, Tatiana. No, that's not enough views. Okay, we need to go to hot. We need the hot. Go to up to the top to the hottest videos.
Where?
Hottest. Yeah, right there. All right. My stepbro on vacation. Fuck me hard and cream pie me, please. Stepdaughter teaches dad. Okay. All right. We'll go into this one.
Oh,
no, we're good. Let's do it. All right. Go down on them comments, dude. You have the sexiest feet on PH. Pornhub. You have the sexiest feet on Pornhub. Please keep uploading feet videos. A cum shot on your feet would be amazing. That's from Harris 3008.
Please do anal.
Dude, please do anal. More standing position.
Why
beautiful
comment?
AI face
they're
girl.
They're not going to see and fucking... I mean, I don't know. Do they respond to comments and do they like, oh, sometimes someone last week said to do more anal, so here you go, guys.
Right, they take it all into notice, you know. Fucking yeah, let's go down, keep going down. Amazing girl, do anal videos. Didn't she have a dick crammed up her ass? Isn't that what we saw in the opening? I thought she had a penis rammed up her bum.
Let me just mute this.
Or was that the other video?
Nope,
it's just doggy. All right.
Well, let's go down. Let's see.
I'm sure glad your booty was featured as it popped up on my stream. I instantly got sprung.
Okay, there's the
and that's from Brung. That's from Jets fan 1983, dude. Like, come on, that's hilarious. Holy I can tell shit. You. So that guy's 8 years older than me. So he's fucking. That's a 41-year-old dude, bro. Being like, yeah, fucking popped on my show. I got sprung, and he felt like typing that. And then this is post cum typing too. I do believe. Like, that's crazy.
Mm.
Like. Absolutely sexy and such a turn on. Great masturbation material.
Your holes look very tasty. Our pussies should get to know each other and play with one another.
Nice. I like that. I like that one. This is really hot, says Mia Lee. I love your ass. Such a good girl. We need to go to one. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This guy's angry, but Whoa, Horny Porn dude. King is pissed, dude. Let me read this one. Ernie, you read this one. Because you sound like Ernie, just because you sound like you are a horny porn king, dude. You sound like you are. Wait, he spelled horny wrong. Dude. He had one job. One job, dude. That is a show Bob's moment, dude. This
Honorary,
is an angry Indian dude.
Porn king.
This video was very bad, dude. To both of them feeling like they did not want to have sex. They got so lazy, and the girl sounds and looks like she is faking her moaning. And the cream pie was so mid. It's a
young
guy. What the fuck?
The cream pie being mid. Is funnier than anything we've ever said on this show, dude. I'm just going to tell you that. Referring to a cream pie as mid is arguably the funniest thing that's ever been said. I can't even get past it, dude. Holy fucking... Continue. Sorry.
need to try better, but the girl is so hot and dude is so hairy. I didn't even want to watch this video, but I wanted to see the cream pie. The video got really boring at some point and just skipped to the cream pie. Do better. I'm very disappointing in you. Please, next time you do cream pie or go big or go home. What the fuck was that?
Dude, Henry Porn King told her fucking... What was that? The half-ass cream... Let's see this cream pie now so we can decide if this guy is just a fucking... Because, you know, a lot of it's cream pies can be left up in the interpretation.
Oh,
but
we're gonna my be able to tell. God.
Can you see? Can you just read the next one, though?
When you're go ahead, Brian.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead, buddy. This is all you.
When you're rubbing his balls and I saw your finger reach up and stroke his asshole, it made me come a bucket load.
All right, now read it like you're him. Read it like you wrote it.
I wouldn't even know where to fucking start. What do you mean?
You'd be like this, like, when you're rubbing his balls and I saw you finger and reach up and stroke his asshole, it made me come a bucket load. You got to read it like that, like you're hitting, like you're hitting the beats, like dude.
You can. You've never done no sexy up, Brian.
Here we go. Here's this guy.
I don't say shit like that. What the fuck?
She's mine 10. Jesus Christ. That's a terrifying username. She's mine. Fucking guys, it's been a long journey going on here every day, but this is where I make my stop. I'm never watching porn again. Starting now, my number is 86476. Whoa, we gotta call this guy. If you want to see how the journey's going.
Oh, his
going,
phone
dude.
Number.
Yeah. Can someone pull up their phone? Mine's you being using my camera. Can you call this number real quick? Just *67 it and call him.
Call him, please. Brian.
Brian, I'm not fucking doing that.
But yeah. He's not gonna have your number. You *67 it. Block your
fuck
number.
Yeah, it's probably a fucking suicide hotline.
Ernie, can you call this guy real quick, please? For the bit, please. I'd do it if my phone wasn't being used in my camera.
*67
864 761 8318.
You won't be able to hear you though. You want
okay.
to talk to him?
No, we want to hear. Yeah, you're going to talk to him. Let's hear it through all the right. mic, though. Make sure you put the speaker into.
What
the
do you
mic.
Want me to say?
Oh, you'll figure it out. Show you some of that good improv. Ask him how his journey's going. Just be like, I'm just calling to check up how the journey's going. It's definitely just some dude that left his boy's phone number. It's like some 10-year-old kid that left his friend's phone number on there because it's hilarious.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Yeah,
at the tone,
it.
Please
yeah.
record.
I'm telling you, that is someone being funny and leaving their boy's phone number there. That is a funny prank, dude, that we should start doing to all of our friends. We should start doing that all the time. You can't do it to me because I came up with this. Don't do it. But fucking, all right, load more just before we go and check out this cream pie just to make sure that it's good. Mas from Ernie, what's that mean?
I could do it. Más hermoso culo que el paisaje.
Culo, something ass.
he said the ass is better, is more prettier than the view. Whatever view is in the background. I'm guessing there's going to be a view.
Pretty sure Spanish dudes don't even know like how languages work. They just say words. They're just like, yeah, the view in your ass. Like, fuck it. They just say words. It's crazy, dude. None of that's real. Come on those sexy souls and make her lick your cum from them. Damn, see, like, this is the good shit. Like, what are the brains of these guys, man? Like, and are they verified? Like, how do you get verified on Pornhub? Like, what the fuck is that shit? Joss,
you gotta make your own videos.
That's an Indian dude, Joss Nookster.
He's not Indian. Look, he looks white as hell.
Nah, dude, that's an Indian bro, man.
Joss
Nookster, dude.
That's his full government name.
Your ass is one of the most perfectly thick, juicy asses I've seen on Pornhub. Oh my god, I want it so bad. Fucking see, so you gotta read them like that. Ernie, can you get into one of them? The next sexy one that you read? I need you to read it as if you wrote it.
You know you need a vacation when you're watching porn and aren't even paying attention to the people having sex. That's not sexy.
No, that
one was sexy.
Read Dominic West comment as if you're Dominic West, Ernie. I wanna believe you are Dominico West.
Dominic West, I'd be grabbing onto that with dear life as I bust my brains.
No, dude, sorry, you're not doing it right. Come on, Ernie. Channel your inner actor. You tell me you could be a voice actor. You could do all these things. Your voice acting assignment right now is to be the horniest man in the world,
yeah,
Dominic West.
Do it in the Wellington accent.
Mm-hmm. Fuck no.
Do it.
If you have to, do it. Do any accent you have to get it done, dude. If you got to be a horny Jamaican guy named Dominic West, get it done, dude. Do it.
I could do a Jamaican guy.
No, do the Wellington.
The Wellington is not funny with this in this context.
No, you could have just stopped right there. It's not funny. Just fucking no, could have stopped right there.
Margaret, yes. I'd be grabbing onto that ass for dear life as I bust my brains out.
See, at least he tried there, dude. You know, it's something. Ernie, no, give me that. Ernie, do the next one down. You could do that one.
I wanted that one. I already had the Jamaican accent.
All right, then do it. All right, do it then.
I'd be grabbing onto that with dear life as I bust my brains out.
That's Irish and Scottish, bro. That was nowhere near.
I can't hear myself. I'm sorry. Wait, you've never heard a Jamaican guy.
I've never heard a Jamaican. Instead of his accent, his impression bombing, he said, no, you don't know what a Jamaican sounds like.
I'm busting my brains out.
I be busting my. I said busting.
Oh, like, you're busting me brains out.
Hell no.
You gotta be like, you gotta get into the voice. Like, you gotta be like Jamaican boom clock. Like, you gotta start doing that kind of shit.
Boom
boom
clock.
Bumble clot.
I'd be grabbing onto the dolls.
You want me to go deeper? It's the same thing. I'd be grabbing onto that with your life as I fucking no. Now I'm gonna tell you how
he really sounds, dude. Dominic West really sounds like this. I'd be grabbing onto that ass as a fucking dear life as I bust my brains out. That's what he sounds like. Okay, that's Dominic West.
That was my first attempt.
Your first attempt was I'd be grabbing that ass. You were popcorn reading slow kid in the class, dude. Is what you were doing, bro. You were the kid.
Say it in a Conor McGregor accent.
Be grabbing onto that ass, lucky charms.
He's fucking.
I love seeing that dress put to use. Whoa, what did she do with that dress? I love how much milk in your pussy.
What the fuck?
All right, go up and let's see that milk in that pussy, please. We got to see it, dude. I got to see that cream. That go to the very end. I got to see that cream pie. What did he call it? Mid. We got to see that mid cream pie.
He called it mid.
It's got to be the end right here. Oh, that's graphic.
That's way in there.
This is more hardcore than the porn I watch, but that's okay. I've seen it, you know. Wait, is that it? Yo, that better not have been the fucking cream pie.
This is more hardcore.
Yo, that cream pie was mid. That dude with the horny porn king was right.
That was mid. He got one drop on there.
That's fake, too. I think it's fake. You guys know that. Yeah, that's fake. That's fake load, dude. That's why they did the cut. Well, if it was real load, they wouldn't have had to do a quick cut, dude. That's crazy. Damn, that's that true. Guy was right.
I think you were right.
That guy might have been right. All right, find me another one, dude. I need to find me the most popular talked about. Is there a controversial section? Let's see.
Oh, yeah. You could do maybe like
viewer's choice. I don't know. Top rated.
Most viewed. Go to most viewed.
Go to most viewed. Yeah, most viewed would have the most comments, dude, and thus the most arguments.
Professional, homemade, cream for me.
All right, Ernie, I'm going to need you to take this into a different direction. Keep scrolling down a little bit. Stop scrolling. Go to the left. Scroll up a little bit. Stop. Move your mouse up a little bit.
Like to this one?
A little bit more, like a couple inches more. Oh, no, that's not your mouse. That's my mouse. I'm sorry. I'm looking at my mouse. I'm sorry, guys. That was funny as hell. I'm looking at my mouse on the screen. All right, move your mouse to the left.
Here?
Yeah, go down. Down. Stop. Up.
German. Okay.
Up.
Oh, fuck.
Not German.
Okay.
There you go. No, gay. Down. Gay.
Right, oh, no, weird. Bro.
All right, first one.
Why do you want to traumatize us, bro? What the fuck is this?
Skip it. How long's the video itself?
Bro.
8 minutes.
I'm not watching any. All right,
pause it. Pause. All right, go down. Let's check out the comments first. Let's know what we're in for.
I'm not getting sick again, bro. I'm getting nauseous again. I got
only 9 comments, dude. Fuck. Hot golden shower, really liked it. Glad to hear it. I think this slut enjoyed it too. This creator's responding. I love this feel. Hope I get more and your hairstyle is so handsome. Oh, see, the gay community comments are different. Your hairstyle's handsome.
Getting drowned. Yeah, except for getting drowned in my shower of piss.
All right, we're gonna have to see if he really drowned him in a shower of piss, Ernie. You have to go up and see if he got drowned in a shower of piss.
That's where you can look, Willis. I'm not fucking looking.
Ernie, skip to the end. I'm pretty sure that's where the piss will happen. Is he going to piss in his ass? Nope. Go back. Ernie, this is scientific, okay? This isn't... You separate it. It's just skin, baby. No, go to the beginning. I think the piss is at the beginning. I think that's foreplay for gay dudes just pissing on each other, maybe?
Yeah, I'm going to fucking throw up.
Ernie, he's looking at you in the eyes.
I'm getting nauseous.
Boner check. Come on, boys. Let me see you guys rock. Okay, Ernie, you can skip forward to the piss, dude. Okay,
I don't know where the piss is, bro.
It's somewhere between the blowjob and the ass.
You're looking, dude. I'm not looking.
Go back. Back. Oh my god.
What the hell,
bro? Go up and pause it.
That was the craziest visual I've ever seen in my life.
I can't, bro.
Looks like an alien with the body.
Bro.
Ernie, go up. Ernie, we are scientists. You need to be able to be a scientist in this moment.
Dude, I would rather see a dead body, bro. Close the ad. I'd rather see a dead body, bro. For that stuff.
Oh my god!
Ernie, don't keep it on the fucking screen, dude, so people can absorb that.
What the fuck is going on, bro? That is the craziest shit that anyone's ever seen, dude.
Holy fuck. Is that, how is it happening? He's not even back like that. How is gravity happening like that? All right, Ernie, you can go back to straight sex, okay? I need this bit to pay off. I need you to go back to straight sex.
You pick the category, Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ernie, bring us to what you would watch, dude. Probably that black dude right there. Actually, click on that giant black dude, please. Click on him, dude.
That's just scary.
Holy fuck, what's he packing, dude?
Wait, one sec. Oh, what'd I do? Hold on one sec.
Too many inches. Took it away, dude.
Too many ads. Here. I got it here.
Ernie's history popped up, dude. He didn't want to see his Pornhub history popped up, dude. He was like, oh shit. Closed out that window so fast.
I think this is the one.
Yeah, skip ad.
Yeah.
All right, go. Let's hear. Oh, this is nice. Let's just watch that. Let's see how they get to know each other, dude. I like this, dude. I like this. Oh, this is a good setup, dude. This is good production value. Ernie, go to the beginning, dude. Let's see what these guys are doing. We need to know. I'm going to be lost 1 minute story? In. Yeah, I'm going to be lost a minute in like a dickhead not knowing what the fuck the narrative is. Let me know what the narrative is.
It's been a few years since Kurt had seen his sister. We were here out of obligation.
Violet.
Wow, this one's really written out. Holy shit.
Nice to see you. Great. Your big sister a hug.
Okay, we got a little bit of incest going on. All right.
Kurt and his sister were really close growing up. But after she moved to LA, she changed in a way that Kurt wanted nothing to do with.
This house is immaculate.
I'll be right back. I'm going to grab Jason.
I can't really blame her, though. If I lived here, I'd probably change.
What is this, fucking Love Island?
Dude, I don't know. Is this four chicks? Is that who's watching black porn as females? Because this seems like it's written for a woman. Oh, shit.
Probably.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
The bad boy.
It's a pleasure. Pause it real quick.
That dude looks like fucking scared of him.
You guys both have girlfriends and shit, dude. If you found out, is it a deal breaker you found out that your chick fucked that guy before you?
I'd just give up.
Like, for real, dude. Yeah. Like, you'd be like, that's explains a lot. Fucking just never hitting the sides on her ever, dude. You never hit the sides when you're in there. That once this mandingo gets done with it, dude, are you kidding me? This guy was definitely cut from some NFL team after 2 weeks, dude. He has the pedigree. He was there.
Oh my god.
Let's see, dude.
You can't live up to that ever.
No, it's crazy. He's so terrifying. Shall we? I don't know how you talk.
No expectations usually net bigger.
Hey, yo, bitch, sit down. I'm talking like, shall we? You definitely could be chicken.
What did he say? Something about chicken?
Wait, isn't that the fucking...
That room either wanted to be him.
Isn't what?
Isn't that the guy that fucking fucked Adam 22's wife?
I don't know. It could be. I didn't see it. I know that he got a lot of shit for his porn star girlfriend fucking a black guy, which is crazy. I don't know what that's all about.
They're actually eating.
It was probably just a crush or something.
That's like a rule. You don't actually eat on set. What do they do?
Right. You're not supposed to. That's just awkward as hell.
Eating and then having anal sex is a crazy move, dude. Eating and then going up against this big black fucking meat sword, dude. This man's dick is just... All right. This is just
this conversation was real.
Right? Did they sit there and tell them to just fucking go for it? You guys like that fat pussy to the right, too? I like them kind of pussy.
It caught my eye. I was like, what the fuck?
We got it.
Looked like a furry hill.
I'd hate to be the white guy in this, dude. I'd hate to be the beta little white bitch, dude, while this guy's walking around. Just look at him. Hey, yo, girl.
What's a 10 like you doing with a loser like that?
Oh, shit.
There you go. I'm gonna take this chicken, he said.
Yeah, but for real, I'm gonna finish it later. For nobody touching.
Holy shit.
He's taking it to deep fry it.
Dude, look at this fucking house, dude.
I know, that's what I said. It's crazy. Porn be hitting like that, dude. Honey, we need to get your ass out there.
Babe.
Huh, what's up?
Come on, let's go. We're gonna be late.
Go without me. I think I drank too much last night.
I gotta fuck a black dude. Get out of here, you dweeb.
Don't worry about me. Go catch up with your sister.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
Have fun. Obviously, he saw right through it.
Did I just inner monologue? Who the fuck overwrote this porno, dude? Oh, let's go. I forgot it was porn for a second. I was like surprised that we saw her butt, dude. I was like, no way. Look at this fucking guy.
How are they at the same house?
I have no idea. Oh shit, he's really, really.
Oh, that was terrible. I don't even think he hit the come here right.
Man, take your chain off. It's gonna can't be good for it. Oh, this is romantic as hell, dude. All right, skip forward. They're done with the talking. Let's just get a sample of just a blowjob real quick so we can see what he's packing. We didn't really get a good look at it. Okay, it's a thickie. That's a
bro. That's a thickie. That shit's like a fucking.
I got a
fucking can. The fucking
That's a sloppy blowjob, dude. That's crazy.
Oh my god!
What a all spray right, can?
Go down to the comments, dude.
Yeah, fucking spray paint can.
Go down to the comments. Now we know as much as we need to know about this video. Fuck my ginger pussy like that. See, that's always gonna be like a porn star trying to get over at the top comment. It's funny. So she's a cheating hoe. Bro deserves better than the dude's invested in the storyline. Shut the fuck up, dude. So she's a cheating hoe. Bro deserves better than filth like that. Did people respond to him?
Yeah, it should be illegal if Violet didn't fuck other men. If she was my wife, she could fuck every man in the world.
Someone said, you know this is fiction. A chick, Adriana Page, she comes in. You know this is fiction, right? Like a movie. Didn't really happen. Well, it did, but this is all acting. That's insane. Someone deleted their comment. Look, someone responded to it. Someone said, you need help if you think like that. And the Firefetch 44 deleted his comment because it's not there. Yeah. He clearly sought help after that dude left the comment. And fucking dude, what the hell? Okay, not BBW Michelle. Not them. Good. Are you that?
Even the porn stars get hate and fucking critics. Violet Myers has slowly developed into a hot, slim, wasted BBW. Let's just hope she maintains it and doesn't degenerate into another fat blob like Carmella Bink.
Yo, who are these people?
They're well invested into the whole Pornhub industry. Dude.
Well, a girl that I like, what's her name? Was it Scarlett Vox or something, dude? Something Vox. She just came back and she put on like, she had a hiatus. She was gone for like, it felt like a year, and she came back like 60 pounds heavier, and she's getting some shit over that. People in the comments, some like it, some don't. It's polarizing, dude. It's polarizing, you know. I mean, I see what these guys are talking about. Ernie, what's a jeer mouse fault cock mean?
That's not Spanish. Jeer mouse fault cock. He wants more fire cock.
Nice. Oh, don't we all? No. Don't we all, dude? That's good. I'm one of this bitch. I'm Siberian daddy.
Holy shit.
Name of the song. Some dude heard that generic porn soundtrack and said, he pulled out his fucking, what's that app, ShamWow or whatever it is, fucking Shazam, and it didn't work. Shazam couldn't get him the porn soundtracks.
Dude, these guys...
I'm looking for it too. Who are these people, dude?
And then he goes, did you get the name, bro? What the fuck?
He checked in, dude. Like, keep me updated, please. This is like, dude, this is... I mean, there's got to be some missing neighborhood animals, dude, from these guys responsible for it. I'm telling you, like, it's insane behavior, like, dude.
Oh, it's stolen from the farm.
Like, for real, dude, what would you be more uncomfortable with? Finding out your boy, like, I don't know, committed a crime or was doing this shit, you know? Like, you'd be disturbed if you found out your boy's leaving porn comments.
Right.
Like, I'm waiting to see B-Stacks. As we scroll down,
he starts sweating. I don't think we should see this video, guys.
Yeah, guys, any other one but that one, please? Fucking. Yo quiero quien hace el favor. What's that, Ernie?
Where?
Yo quiero quien me hace el favor.
Where are you seeing that?
Chiquita dos, chica dolce.
Fuck my, face, please.
Yo quiero quien me hace el favor. I want some who wants to do me the favor.
Nice. No one even gave her a thumbs up.
What's that one, Ernie?
Necesito el nombre de esa canción, por favor. I need the name of that song, please.
Dude, oh, yeah. Shut the fuck up. What was the song? Go back and play the song when they're showering because we skipped over it. Maybe we missed a banger, dude.
It was a Spanish song. I heard it. It was actually kind of good.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
It's one of my raps.
Dude, we can end the show on one of your raps if you want to.
I think this one.
No, the shower scene, dude.
A shower scene.
Yeah, shower scene. Oh. Maybach music.
Yeah, it's in Spanish.
Imagine be so like it would like piss me off if the song was so fire I had to be like it would distract my jerk. I'd be upset about that, dude. Okay, it's fire. And undeniably a fire track, dude. Damn, dude. That's
find the song, Ernie. What were they saying?
Something about the sky.
We should find the song and go and drop it in the comments, dude. Just fucking the boys. Let the boys feed. Okay. All right. Is there anything else on here, dude, that we could... we've done the scientific study of it.
It's Willis.
What is it? I had to log into comment. Go ahead.
I had to log into comment, but this motherfucker really got chains and a watch in the shower.
It's crazy. But they even acknowledge how crazy it is they had to log in to leave a comment. Like, guys, I found the song. It's called Grande. Wait, good luck finding a song called Grande. There's got to be a billion of those.
I'll search it.
It's like, find a song called Me or More. I bet there's only three of them. Hope this episode was good for you guys. Sorry my bit didn't go as well as it could have, but we watched the porn together, everyone. I hope everyone enjoyed it. You know, we did something, you know. Telling you, but thank you guys. Thank you, Brian, for coming and playing with us tonight, dude. I appreciate that.
Of course.
Ernie, as always, I really appreciate you showing up. Guys, every one of you that come through and listen, I fucking love that, dude. Thank you so much. I'm sorry. I'm going to start performing better. I apologize, boys. I don't know. I suck dick.
Stop apologizing,
bro. Ernie, give them your final thoughts, dude, so we can get the fuck out of here, dude. Tell them what your thoughts are on this whole fucking shitty thing.
Not many thoughts for this one. Happy 420. Fucking sorry.
Not many thoughts, guys. Not many thoughts because it sucked, dick. I fucking sucked.